Recently, thousands of fuzzy caterpillars swarmed north central Florida.
This is a natural process, and it's not anything unusual. It's just that our human-driven development has pushed into their living space.
What are these strange-looking creatures, and why are they important to know about? It's Monday, April 15th. I'm Ben Crosby, and this is The Point from WUFT News. I spoke with Dr. Akito Kawahara, director of the McGuire Center for Lepidoptera and Biodiversity, about the hairy caterpillars that briefly took over Gainesville and about the importance of insect conservation. So first of all, what are these caterpillars?
The caterpillars that we see right now abundantly across campus are primarily tussock moths. They're looking for places to become a cocoon.
Why do so many of them appear all of a sudden?
The springtime is really important for these caterpillars because they have an abundant resource of food, and their food is oak trees. So the trees have lots of young leaves, and the caterpillars can then feed on the leaves and take advantage of those soft vegetation. And that's why we see so many come out at the same time, because they are taking advantage of that. And they have a tendency to leave the host plant and search for a separate, different place to become a cocoon, which is why we oftentimes see them walking on the pavement. Another reason, and another point that I should add here, is that these, you know, species, there's several different species of tussock moths here, but they are, they've always been here. And in the past, when we had lots of native forests, the caterpillars would just try to find a place somewhere in the forest to become a cocoon. But because we have built lots of buildings and roads, the caterpillars, you know, they don't have a place to go. So what we find is that we see them wandering around because they're looking for a place to become a cocoon. And so this is a natural process, and it's not anything unusual. It's just that our human-driven development has pushed into their living space.
What is the overall role of moths and butterflies in the local ecosystem?
Moths and butterflies are really important for the local ecosystem in Gainesville and around Gainesville. Many of the butterflies and moths that we have are pollinators, meaning they pollinate flowers, and they allow the flowers and the plants to fruit and create new plants. If it weren't for these butterflies and moths, many of these plants would not be able to survive, because they rely on specific species. Another thing to keep in mind is that there's also a lot of information and studies that have shown that songbirds that we oftentimes see in our yards predominantly feed on caterpillars. Over 95% of the species of songbirds feed on these caterpillars. And so if we don't have caterpillars in our landscape, it makes us, you know, we wouldn't probably have lots of these birds that we really love. So caterpillars and other insects are extremely important for the local ecosystem, and without them, a lot of things would not survive.
Are there ways that the health of the local environment can be measured and understood through the lens of the moth and butterfly populations?
One of the things that we do is oftentimes we look at insect abundance to measure the health of the environment. Butterflies are a great way to do that, and the young of the butterflies that we see are the caterpillars.
What are some of the consequences of human-caused declines in insect populations?
The impact of insect declines on humans is very significant. We oftentimes don't realize this, but if you go to your grocery store, the majority of the produce that we see, whether it's strawberries, tomatoes, oranges, lettuce, cabbage, you know, all these kinds of things that we rely on every day are pollinated by insects. So if we don't have insects, a lot of our foods wouldn't be present. It's not just honey from bees, but it's all these other things that are incredibly important for our life and survival. There was an estimate that was published recently that about $75 billion in the U.S. economy is attributable to insects, and that's from pollination, also from things like removal of waste. Lots of insects help remove our waste from the planet, which is incredibly important.
How do you think people can change their perspectives and increase their appreciation for insects and for nature in general?
I'd say that there are a lot of different things that are extremely valuable in terms of understanding why nature is so important. And I think one of the best ways to do this is to bring people into the outdoors. So one of the things that I would recommend is to go outside and, look at insects. They're really amazing. They're pretty much everywhere. And you can look at them and just find the beauty that's in them. And I would recommend doing this with children. Children that are young are very interested in the outdoors, and simply showing them, what a caterpillar looks like. And, I think that that's critically important for us to learn about the natural world and gain further appreciation for it.
That was Dr. Akito Kawahara, director of the McGuire Center for Lepidoptera and Biodiversity, talking about tussock moth caterpillars and why insects overall are so critical to the local ecosystem. Now for today's top headlines from around the state. The Alachua County School Board is now implementing a revised version of its book ban review process. As WUFT reports, any resident of the county can challenge a book and have it sent to the district-level review committee at the Florida Department of Education, which then makes a recommendation to the school board based on their findings. A new survey from Emerson College says that 42% of Floridians plan to vote in favor of an amendment that aims to protect abortion rights. As WUSF reports, the proposal will appear on the November ballot and will require 60% of the vote to pass. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a new holiday into Florida law. As Central Florida Public Media reports, Tuskegee Airmen Commemoration Day will honor the country's first black military pilots and will occur on the fourth Thursday of March. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org to subscribe and to view our most recent issues. I'm Ben Crosby, and you have been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida College of Journalism and Communications. Have a great Monday.